In the whirlwind of parenthood, it's easy to lose sight of our own mental well-being among the needs of our families. Well, on today's episode, we will talk about our own mental health while intertwining practical tips for moms to help nurture their mental health. I'll provide empowering affirmations to uplift your spirit and guide you on your path to wellness. So welcome to today's podcast. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. Well, hello, my Flopster fam. I was thinking that's a catchy name for my For the Love of Parenting parents, so I hope you like it. Feel free to let me know what you think about the name. As you may already know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and today I want to shine some light on this very important topic. I think as moms, we all struggle at some point with trying to preserve our mental health. Even though I am a pre-empty nester, meaning that my kids are older but are not quite ready to leave the house yet. But I remember those days where I was juggling countless responsibilities, from managing my household to nurturing my little ones. But when I think back, I am not sure how I did it, how we did it, and remained somewhat sane. There is a lot that physically and mentally goes into parenting. And as moms, we give so much of ourselves that we lose sight of things, important things like self-care, sleep, healthy eating, and to stop running all the time or setting boundaries. I remember the days that I woke up early, got myself ready, got the kids ready, then drove them to my parents. Thank God for parents. I drove them to my parents' house in the morning before parking and catching the subway to work, then picking them up and going home to prepare dinner. And then it all starts over again for the next 4 days. With this constant hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy to overlook our own mental well-being. However, prioritizing mental health is not just critical for our own happiness and fulfillment, but also for the harmony of our families. So today, I want to explore practical tips and strategies to cultivate a positive mindset, manage stress, and foster emotional well-being for both moms and families. I believe that within us lies the power to cultivate a mindset of positivity, protection, and inner peace. And I am actually moving away from using the word resilience when it comes to mental health wellness and replacing it with the word protection and or support because of two things. The definition of resilience means, and this is from Oxford Languages, the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. Listen, the mind is a fragile thing. And sometimes moms and women don't recover quickly and they are tired of withstanding or being labeled as tough. And two, what really brought this point of not using the word resilient home was that my sister sent me an image quote with, it was from the Mind Journal, which is a mental and emotional wellness platform that is designed to encourage individuals to improve their mental and emotional health. And the image was a woman with a quote that read, "I dream of never being called resilient again in my life. I'm exhausted by strength. I want support. I want softness. I want ease. I want to be among kin, not patted on the back for how well I took a hit or how many." And this quote was from an award-winning New Orleans-based writer and director named Zendaya Brown. So after reading my sister's text, and I'm going to apologize, I'm going to stop because I want to apologize if I've gotten her name pronounced incorrectly. But after reading my sister's text, let me tell you, I jumped into action to check on my sister's mental health, but she was okay. My sister said that she had been to a reading and a lady read this piece and thought that it represented Black women, and she just wanted to share it with me. And at that moment, I thought, what a wonderful representation of women who are often viewed as being so strong, but yet need protection, support, nurturing, and care. So, how do we cultivate what we need for mental health wellness? So, I thought, why not come up with 7 tips with affirmations, 1 for each day of the week, or use all 7 in a day, or simply a la carte it. However you see fit to use what you need, just use it. So let's get into it. Number 1, embrace self-care. Self-care isn't selfish. It's a necessity for maintaining mental and emotional balance. Carve out time in your busy schedule for activities that rejuvenate your spirit. Whether it's indulging in a bubble bath, going for a nature walk, or simply curling up with a good book. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So prioritize self-care guilt-free. The affirmation for embracing self-care is, I'm worthy of self-care and nourishment. Number 2, prioritize sleep. A good night's sleep is essential for both mental and physical health. As moms, we often sacrifice sleep to tend to our children's needs, but it's critical to prioritize our own rest as well. Establishing a relaxing bedtime routine can be key. Create comfortable sleep environments and aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night to recharge your body and mind. And by the way, if you're breastfeeding, I want you to listen to my podcast on self-love during nursing, utilizing breastfeeding time for personal renewal. And there I talk about how you can use breastfeeding also as break time. So that's podcast number 20. And so the affirmation for prioritizing sleep is, I embrace the gift of rest and rejuvenation. Number 3, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the art of being present in the moment, free from judgment or distraction. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine, such as deep breathing exercises, meditation, or mindful walking. By cultivating awareness of your thoughts and emotions, you can better manage stress, enhance, and foster a sense of inner peace. The affirmation for practicing mindfulness is, I'm grounded in the present moment, finding peace within. Number 4, build a support network. This is really key. Reach out to other moms for support and camaraderie. Join parenting groups, attend play dates, or connect with friends online who can relate with your experiences. Sharing your joys and your challenges with others not only alleviates feelings of isolation, but also strengthens social bonds and fosters a sense of belonging. So your affirmation for building a support network is, I'm supported by a loving community of fellow moms. Number 5, set realistic expectations. As moms, we often put immense pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but perfection is an unattainable goal. And I even state this in my ending hook where I say there are no perfect parents. So set aside some time to really think about this and set realistic expectations for yourself and your family. And be gentle with yourself when things don't go as planned. Remember, it's okay to ask for help, delegate tasks, and prioritize what truly matters. Your affirmation for setting realistic expectations is, I release the need for perfection, embracing my beautifully imperfect self. Number 6, engage in positive activities. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, whether it's pursuing a hobby, volunteering in your community, or spending quality time with loved ones. Cultivating positive experiences not only boosts your mood, but also strengthens your life in the face of challenges. So your affirmation for engaging in positive activities is, I radiate positivity and attract abundance into my life. Number 7, seek professional help if needed. If you're struggling with persistent feelings of sadness, anxiety, or overwhelm, don't hesitate to seek professional help. Counseling, therapy, or support groups can provide valuable guidance and support in navigating mental health challenges. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. So your affirmation for seeking professional help is, I honor my mental health journey and seek support when needed. So, if you're looking for some additional self-help, self-care activities, you can listen to my podcast 1-4, where I talk all about how to do self-love and, self-care. So, dear moms, as we navigate this journey of parenthood, I want you to embrace today's affirmation as a gentle reminder to put yourself first and your mental well-being first. Embrace each day with a heart filled of gratitude and the knowledge that you can cultivate a thriving family environment grounded in love, support, protection, and joy. Together, let's embark on a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and holistic well-being, one affirmation at a time. We can all support each other on this beautiful journey called parenthood. I hope you found today's episode insightful. Thank you for joining. Oh, and by the way, if you are in the Maryland area, I will be exhibiting at the Holy Cross Hospital getting ready for a baby fair on Saturday, May 18th. And on Sunday, May 19th, I will be exhibiting at the Birth Festival in Patterson Park in Baltimore, Maryland. I would love to see my listeners there. So please come out and support me. Just stop by, say hello. You can go to my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com for more information. Talk to you next week, where I will have a special guest, Gina Mundy, attorney and author of A Parent's Guide to a Safer Birth. You won't want to miss it. Until next time, thank you. Remember, as parents, do your best. There are no perfect parents, but countless ways to be loving and supportive. Signing off from the Love of Parenting podcast. Until next time, take care.